insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال لمن حوله ألا تستمعون.
Pharaoh said to those around him, do you not hear?
قال ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين.
Moses said, your Lord and the Lord of your first forefathers.
As you were previously with us, dear listeners, we have reached the 25th verse of chapter Shu'ara. قَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ آبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. In the previous episodes, we discussed some of the story of Prophet Moses against Pharaoh. In the palace of Pharaoh to invite him to monotheism, to believe in the Lord of the worlds and to accept his lordship, to worship him and to believe in the fact that he is the manager of the world. But in response to that, Fir'aun says, قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. What is the Lord of the worlds? And Prophet Moses answers him back, قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُم مُّوقِنِينَ. If you truly have faith, you can open your eyes, you can see the heavens and the earth, you can see the system in this creation, and you can see what is between the heavens and the earth. They are all created by Him, if you truly believe. إِن كُنْتُم مُّوقِنِينَ. If you have faith, you will believe in Him. You can truly realize Him. But Pharaoh did not want to wake up from ignorance, sleep. And even with these words of heavenly great teacher, he continues ridiculing and scoffing. He used the ancient method of the conceited tyrants and addressed his companions when he spoke, as the Holy Quran says, قَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ. Pharaoh said to those around him, do you not hear what he says? So, liman hawlahu, to those people around him, it is obvious who were the companions of Pharaoh. They were some people like Pharaoh himself. They were some oppressors and wealthy people who only supported tyranny, who only used to gather around what benefits them. Ibn Abbas says that his companions who were attending there were 500 people who were some special and important persons of his nation. Now, what is his aim? What is he meaning to do by this word, أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ? Do you not listen to him? Pharaoh's aim is to render this logical and pleasant speech of Moses ineffective on the dark heart of group. He wants to show that this speech is meaningless, its content is not understandable, So that is why he goes on and says, أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ? Do you not listen to him?
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So when Moses introduces the Lord of the heavens and the earth and what is between them, even with this logical statement, Pharaoh does not want to wake up from the sleep of ignorance. He continues ridiculing this argument and says, أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ? So he is looking forward to render this speech meaningless. But Moses continues this logical and calculated words, and he fears no one. He goes on and says, as the Holy Quran states, قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ آبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Moses said, your Lord and the Lord of your fathers of old. As a matter of fact, Moses, who began with the extrovertive signs in the first stage, then in the second stage of introducing Allah, proceeds to introvertive signs. He embarked on mysteries of creation in man himself, and the signs of Allah's lordship in soul and body of man. But why? He wants to make these ignorant, conceited people think about themselves. He wants to make them get to know themselves a little bit and then to know the Lord of the worlds. Because he, the Prophet, knows that through understanding yourself, it is that you understand Allah more. It is the embodiment of the word من عرف نفسه فقد عرف ربه. The one who understands himself has understood and recognized truly the Lord. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, in your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.